A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus' birth in Bethlehem of Judea during the reign of King Herod, astrologers from the east arrived one day in Jerusalem inquiring, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." At this news, King Herod became greatly disturbed, and with him all Jerusalem. Summoning all of the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them, "Where is the Messiah to be born?" "In Bethlehem of Judea," they informed him. "Here is what the prophet has written. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the princes of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Herod called the astrologers aside and found out from them the exact time of the star's appearance. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, after having instructed them, "Go and get detailed information about the child. When you have discovered something, report your findings to me, so that I may go and offer him homage too." After their audience with the king, they set out. The star, which they had observed at its rising, went ahead of them until it came to a standstill over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, found the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their coffers and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then they received a message in a dream not to return to Herod. So they went back to their own country by another route. This Christmas, again, the news was filled with the coming weather. Storms were threatening to delay people's journeys home, whether by car or by airplane. And this brought to my attention the fact that for us, Christmas has become a time of going home. I remember one Christmas especially. My dad had died the year before. Mother was going to be alone if I didn't get home, and so I set out in spite of predictions of a coming snowstorm. I did make it home that Christmas, but I don't think I really should have tried because I almost ended up stuck in the highway. As we get older, this attention to being home for Christmas sort of fades into the background as many of us lose our homes. And the real focus of Christmas provides more comfort. According to the accounts that we have been hearing about in the gospel, nobody was at home for the original Christmas. Joseph and Mary were not in Nazareth, but in Bethlehem. And while you can say, well, Bethlehem was Joseph's town of origin, it wasn't certainly where they made their home. And then, after the visitors arrived, they were told to go not back to Nazareth, but to Egypt for several years. The shepherds, well, they had no homes really. They spent their time in the fields with the flocks, but they were called to leave the flocks and leave the sheep and come to where Jesus was. And today we focus on the Magi, the astrologers, who were certainly not at home. They were called from a distant land, hundreds of miles away, to travel over desert to come to a land, a foreign land, a foreign culture, a foreign religion. John, when we read from his gospel, tells us a different side of the story, but it's the same theme. The Word of God became flesh, entered into another order of existence, not just a physical place, but an actual becoming what God was not before, and that is human. The early Christians were reminded in the feast after Christmas, Stephen was called from being a faithful Jew to being stoned by his own people. John died in exile. The holy innocents were at home, but they were killed in their homes. So, not being home for Christmas is not a tragedy. In fact, being home can be a distraction from the true meaning of Christmas. This year, both our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and here in the Chicago area, Archbishop Supich showed us something of the true meaning of Christmas. Both being out among the poor and the imprisoned, those forcibly not at home. So, what's the lesson? If we want to follow the example given by Jesus and all those associated with his original birth, we recognize that being at home for Christmas is being where God wants us to be. That's sometimes exemplified by families who go out and spend their day, Christmas Day, serving the poor. Those of us who are older can do it by spending Christmas season not reminiscing about the Christmases past, but turning our attention to the present world and in our prayers, remembering those who are not at home, perhaps members of the armed services, remembering victims of tragedies, Christians persecuted for their faith, air travelers in Malaysia losing their lives and grieving their families, our friends and relatives who may not be in the place they want to be. That's not a tragedy. Because Christmas is being where God wants us to be.